You're wasting your time. The Great Pumpkin is a fake.
Everyone tells me you are a fake, but I believe in you.
We've come up with the name Godzilla.
Gardener Leslie Lake of Clarenville, Newfoundland, set out to grow the biggest pumpkin he's ever grown.
I just measured him today, 11 feet on the circumference and a little over 70 side to side, a total weight of 734 pounds.
What do you feed this thing?
I like to go organic, but this is such a heavy feeder that I do feed it some commercial nitrogen fertilizers. It's an extremely fast-growing plant.
He expects Godzilla to reach a hefty 800 pounds by Halloween, shy of the expected record this year by another gardener of 2,400 pounds.
What happens at the end of the life for Godzilla?
So I could carve something nice or scary, put it on the front step for everybody to come and see. My wife's seen that in Nova Scotia, they hollow them out and float them across the pond. I'm not so eager to do that.
Leslie says Godzilla is not the traditional orange. It's more white, big and round with a flat bottom with leaves that span 30 inches across. For protection from the summer sun, the giant pumpkin was covered with a Winnie the Pooh blanket at first.
Then when we caught him Godzilla, the Winnie the Pooh one just didn't cut it, so I had to get a great big black skull blanket.
He's cut a hole in the backyard fence for curious onlookers to get a glimpse of Godzilla in the pumpkin patch.
I'm just a goofy guy growing a pumpkin in his backyard.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.